Marshawn Morrissey, 6'3" junior, Ellington Whippets.
Spin move down low. Marshawn Morrissey finishes with the right hand, put him in the spin cycle, 360, and the finish is a 12-4 start for the Ellington Whippets.
Marshawn Morrissey was selected to the Class 2 All-District team. He has over 1,500 career points, averaging 20 points per game and 7 rebounds per game. He's 63% from field goal range, 61% from the line. He averages 2 assists per game, 2 steals per game, and 1 block per game. Marshawn is also actively involved in Team Spirit and FCA.
Marshawn Morrissey, Ellington Whippets.
We're talking to the 30 Dream Team athletes just inducted to our Dream Team. And one of those, Marshawn Morrissey, one of the better boys basketball players we've seen in some time in the area. Marshawn joining us today. Marshawn, how do you feel about being a Dream Team athlete once again?
It feels pretty good getting it back-to-back times. It's a real blessing.
And you know, there were a lot of guys that you could look at that say, man, they could have made the team. This guy, it was definitely a difficult thing to pick this year. And for the area coaches to acknowledge you as one of those 10 best, and a lot of the coaches that vote don't get to see you guys play and don't match up with you, so maybe even a little better that they acknowledge you from a distance.
Yeah, it's good knowing that hard work is seen, even if you don't get to watch us play. It's great knowing that the hard work pays off in the end.
You know, I was talking to you just a moment ago, and I asked you kind of how you found out you were a Dream Teamer once again, and you said you caught up, or you found out afterwards because you were at the gym. Is that kind of, does that tell the story of your work ethic, always in the gym, always going that extra mile?
Yeah, I always try to go the extra mile. I mean, it's mostly having fun in the gym, too. So, I mean, you got to add that part, too. But I always get in the gym every time I can, and I just happened to forget about the show last night, and just slipped my mind, and I just missed it.
So you're a Dream Teamer once again. That's a Dream Team athlete with two different head coaches, so maybe another little added bonus, another wrinkle into your resume.
Yeah, having a new coach, it was a change at first, but once we got on the right page, we flourished from there, getting us winning all those tournaments. So we couldn't do it without Coach Pearson.
And you guys did have an amazing season this year. Over 20 wins. You end up making the state playoffs for the first time since most of you guys were even alive. So what was it like to be a part of that?
It was a great feeling finally getting a district to this community. They really deserved it. It was long overdue. They've been waiting for one coming through, and we thought we had one last year, and we knew coming in what we had to do to get to that extra mile. And it's just really great that all our teammates and all of us can finally bring one back.
Was it something like when you went out and about, people throughout the community were really cheering for you, people maybe you didn't even know, just to go out there and get that job done?
Yeah, I think last year some people that wasn't even from Elton wanted to see us really bring one back since we ain't had one in a while. So it was great knowing that we had all that extra support heading into this year's and we could get it done there.
And tell me about the journey of the season. A long road to get to where you guys were when it was all said and done. But you had some guys help you along the way. Wes Sharp, Sean Chilton. How much did those guys mean to your season?
I can't even put it in the words. They really helped us along the way. Sean Chilton, with his leadership, with his point guard ability, his passing, his vision. We're going to miss that next year. And Wes, I mean, you already know what Wes can do. He's going to put 16 on you. If you blink, he can shoot that thing from wherever on the court you can look. You find him, he's going to make it. But we still got one more year with Wes and me. We're going to try to do something special, but we're really going to miss Sean there.
Yeah, Sean, a big part of that team. It was fun to watch him. But like you said, you and Wes will be back again next year. Do you guys compete in practice? Is it kind of you try to one-up each other just to maybe get a little better each day?
Yeah, that's the kind of mentality we built towards the beginning of the year, going back and forth with each other. That's what Coach wanted to beat into our heads, that we're going to make each other better. We get mad at each other in the practice, or we end up being buddy-buddy at the end of the move, but we got to try to one-up each other, and that's the only way we're going to keep getting better.
Now, when you look back at the season that you just had, is there a moment that you can look at and say, well, this is probably my favorite one? I imagine you'd say probably winning that district championship, but what about a single play you had? Was there one that really stood out?
A single play, maybe when we were playing, I think, our first district game against Valley Caledonia, I believe. And I went for a ball, and I fell on the ground. And I kept my dribble, and I got up, went on the other end, and dunked it over a couple people. That's probably one of my best plays, my favorite plays of the year.
Yeah, man, I have to ask, where did you learn that back down drop step spin move? Because that is unbelievably next level.
Just constant practice in the gym with all our coaches. Coach Conkrott, our assistant coach, he's the guy that played post back in the day, just constantly working on post moves, you know. Even if you think we got it down, we got to keep working on it, make sure it is at that next level mentality. But, yeah, I owe it all to the coaches.
Man, if yours gets any better next season, I think I'll be unbelievably impressed. So what are some of the things that you want to get better headed into next season? What are some things that you can do better?
I think I could start getting more people involved a little bit better, shooting the ball a lot better, and having that mid-range pull-up game. That's something I really need to work on instead of just trying to beat it in all the time. Just like guardship plays, that's mostly what I want to work on for next year in my dribbling.
A pretty phenomenal basketball player, you and Wes coming back next year. What are the goals for next season?
Oh, easy. Goals would do everything we did this year except for go farther in districts. What we did, we're going to try to come out, but one game at a time. We're going to come out next year looking at November, the Arcadia Valley Tournament, defend our tourney there, then go on each tournament through there in each game and eventually try to reach the district and win that. Then we're going to go as far as we can, and we got to go out with the boom.
And Marshawn, tell us who your supporting cast is. Who is it that helps you behind the scenes that we don't see on the court?
Well, supports me. That'd probably be my mom. My mom comes in every game after I get done playing. She's always the first one in my ear telling me good job stuff, even if I did play bad or something. Definitely my mom. Yeah, be my mom.
So let's give mom a shout out. What's mom's name? Because I know your family gives us quite a bit of love from time to time, too.
All right. I love you, Mom. I hope you listen to this. Tracy Morrissey. Love you, Mom.
All right. That's Marshawn Morrissey, the Ellington Whippets, a Dream Team athlete.